Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Nurse Mama Show, prescribing hope for healthy families here on American Family Radio. Here's your host, Professor, Pediatric Nurse Practitioner, and Mom of Four, Dr. Jessica Peck.
Well, hey there, friends, and welcome to my favorite part of the afternoon. I love spending time with you, prescribing hope for healthy families, and no matter where you are, know that God sees you, God knows you, God loves you, He cares about your family, and I'm so glad that you are here to get a word of encouragement, because we all need that for sure. Well, listen, I've got a few announcements before we get to our guests. Let me take care of a little business with all of you, our listeners. The first thing I want to tell you is thank you again for all of those of you who have prayed for the people in the path of Hurricane Beryl. I am one of those people right here in Houston in the path, and the community is coming together just like we will do after a hurricane, but it is really hard because there are a lot of problems restoring power to people right now. My own producer sitting here does not have power yet. Many of my family members do not have power yet, and it is 100 degrees here in Houston and the surrounding areas in South Texas and where Hurricane Beryl came, and it's hot and it's dangerous. So please continue to pray for the linemen, for the first responders, for everyone who is coming together. I read today that NRG is going to be a temporary hospital for patients who are being discharged from the hospital but cannot go home because we just cannot live very long without air conditioning here in those hot days of the summer. So thank you to all of those of you who have been praying, who have sent resources, who have volunteered. Many of you I know have volunteered with different efforts. Thank you so much for that. It's so encouraging to see communities come together in times of hardship to demonstrate the love of God that we have for our neighbors. So thank you for that. The second thing I want to make sure that you know about is the Ten Commandments Project that is going on with the American Family Association. You may have heard Pastor Joseph Parker as a guest on my radio show talking about this challenge to make a speech on the Ten Commandments. You can go to American Family Association's website, and that website is going to stay open for submissions until July 15th. And other news, the Bishop E.W. Jackson, Bishop E.W. Jackson has started back with a podcast on American Family Radio. So you can go and check that out if any of you listened to him previously or guest hosting on other shows. He does have a regularly occurring podcast now that you can access. And the last thing that I want to remind you about is if you've been listening since January, you know that we have been engaged in a challenge. I have challenged myself and you, my listeners, to adopt 52 habits for healthy families. If you've missed out on any of these, you can go to any podcast platform. You can go to AFR's app, to their website, and you can download the Dr. Nurse Mama Coaching Minutes, and I have reviewed all of those. We're in week 28, which means we're in habit 28, and this summer, this last month, we've been focusing a lot on our tech habits. We've talked about having tech-free zones in your house, about being transparent with your technology use for your integrity's sake. We've talked about having tech-free times, designated times where you're away from your technology. And this last week, we talked about tracking your tech. How much time are you really spending engaged with your technology that is being taken away from your family, and just being honest about that? On Friday for the Ask Dr. Nurse Mama show, and when I answer listener questions, I'll be talking about tidying up your tech and getting rid of those apps or other technological devices that are just a trip up for you, that take your time and take your attention away from things that you really need to be and should be doing. So yes, if you've been on this guilt trip with me, yes, I'm on it too. If you heard Wesley Wildman, the vice president of AFA, we talked about our trouble with tech. So we are all struggling together. Listen in on Friday and we'll talk more about that. And next week, I'll be starting a series where our habits focus on safety. So we'll be talking about ways to keep your family safe and some habits that you can have. Okay, that was a lot of announcements, but the last thing I will say is that because we did have a hurricane, we have chainsaws. We have leaf blowers going outside. We have trees being cleared. We have a thunderstorm right now. So if I happen to drop out or you hear chainsaws in the background, just know those are the amazing first responders who are working to get us power and keep us safe and keep us cool. And we are grateful for that. Okay, well, friends, listen, I am super excited about our guest today. My guest is Barb Hill Lorenz. Now, Barb lives with her husband, Gary, in the San Diego area. They have a combined 5 children and 11 grandchildren. Barb's background is in business, and in 2017, God called her in a different direction to the Legacy Coalition through the Barnabas Group in San Diego. And she is now I'm going to skip ahead and let her fill in the blanks here, but she is now the host of something called Grand Monday Nights. Did you get that? This episode is for grandparents. So if you know a grandparent, tag them on Facebook, send them this link, call them and tell them to listen in, because tonight is for the grandparents. We're talking about Grand Monday Nights. This is a Zoom webcast that has over 13,000 grandparents registered, and it features speakers from across the country on the topic of intentional Christian grandparenting. And y'all know, I just absolutely love grandparents and am so appreciative of the influence that they have in their grandchildren's lives. My own grandmother is just I lost her in September, but such an indelible influence on my life. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, how grandparents can really be intentional about their grandparenting journey. Barb, welcome to the show. We are so glad to have you here.
Well, thank you so much. It is really a pleasure to be with you.
Well, Barb, why don't you just start by telling us a little bit about your story? It's always fascinating to me to see someone come out of business or industry and see God call them into ministry. What is your story, Barb?
Yeah, so most of my life was spent in business. I was a stockbroker, certified financial planner for a number of years, had a nutritional business. And God blessed me in a big way. I learned a lot during those years, in which then I had my children and the grandchildren started. And then, as you mentioned, in 2017, I decided that I was going to do what I called happily manage my business. It was successful, it was strong, and I didn't need to spend the time traveling and everything that I had done for so many years. So I just said, well, this is going to open up 10 or 15 hours a week for me that I'll be able to do something. So I started praying, God, what could I do? What ministry could you lead me to that I could fill in this time that had now opened up? Well, so this was in 2019, so toward the end of the year, I went to a meeting, and in fact, I have since. It's an organization called Barnabas Group. They're here in San Diego as well as Orange County. They're an amazing organization. They, 3 or 4 times a year, invite us in, and they have 5 or 6 ministries that they feature from across the world. They're vetted. They come in. They don't ask for money, but they share what they do and are looking to join with possible people who might be willing to support them, help them, give them ideas. Anyway, it's just an amazing organization. So there were so many good ones that I got this confused. My head was just flying, like, which one would I pick? There's so many great ones. I didn't know there were as many amazing Christian organizations across the world, because you don't hear about those, do you? Always in the newspaper or other places. But I just thought, well, any one of them would have been, you know, worthy of time and effort. But I just kind of waited for God to really speak to me. Well, one of the meetings in that fall had someone who represented and talked by Josh Mulvihill. I don't know if you've heard of him. He's an author. And when Josh was in seminary, he wasn't even a grandparent. He might not have even been married yet, I'm not sure. But he decided to do his thesis on Christian grandparenting from the Bible. So he wrote 100 pages of single space references that the Bible has about grandparenting. Of course, then the Bible called generation to this generation, to that generation, and they, that's how they speak about it in the Bible. Well, I got a hold of that book. And so my husband Gary and I do devotions each morning, and we read different things. And we started reading through that book. And the more I got into it, the more I said, God, I think this is it. It just spoke to my heart. We have 5 children, like you mentioned. We have 11 grandchildren, and I love my grandchildren. I loved my grandchildren, and I prayed for my grandchildren. But little did I know that there was an entirely new up level to learn about being intentional. And wow, I just thought, God, I think this is it. I got so excited. So I found the company that, or the company, the ministry that I'm working with, Legacy Coalition. You can go legacycoalition.com, find out a lot more about it. I contacted them. I was very excited. I want to be part of this. And I jumped in at the end of 2019, started talking it all up around San Francisco. Well, you all know what happened in March of 2020. Our whole world shut down. Remember that? I'm sure you do. It just shut down. Yep. And so nobody was meeting. Nobody was going anywhere. So I thought, I think I'm going to do a Zoom. Because I had done a lot of Zoom in my business ventures, because I had business across the country. So I was used to it. I was comfortable with Zoom. So I thought, I'm just going to do one. Maybe nobody will come on, but I'm going to give it a try. So I decided to do it on long distance grandparenting, featuring a book written by a man named Wayne Rice, who wrote a book on long distance grandparenting. He said he'd join me. So we jumped in. I invited a few people that I had gotten to know, and just sort of a casual introduction. I thought, Wayne, I mean, maybe we'll have 20 people, Wayne. I don't know how many we're going to have, but, you know, maybe 30, whatever. So the Zoom room held 100. People couldn't get in.
Oh, wow.
And so I thought, whoa, people want to talk. There is really something here. So somehow Larry Fowler, who is the founder and CEO of Legacy Coalition, and Steve Bradford, who is the COO, heard about it. Maybe they watched the replay. I'm not even sure. I got to remember to ask them that one of these days. But they called me. Barb, would you produce and host a Zoom every Monday night? We think the name Grand Monday Nights would be perfect, where you get a speaker, you host the event, and we just communicate with people across the country and across the world. I said, Larry, are you sure? Maybe once a month. He said, I think once a week is what you need to do, because people know it's Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It's Monday. It's time for Grand Monday Nights. So I took a big gulp and I thought about it and I said, I get back to you. And so I talked with my husband, Gary, about it and said, you know, God, this is where you've led me to be. So I
Hold that thought, Barb, because we're coming up against a break. And I want to hear the rest of the story and what God has done with Grand Monday Nights, because you have 13,000 grandparents across the country enrolled in this, and it is growing and growing and growing. And I'm really excited to share with my listeners that I'll be on Grand Monday Nights on July 22nd. So if you want to see a familiar face, I'll be there and we'll tell you how to sign up when we come back. Don't go away. We're talking to Barb Lorenz with Grand Monday Nights. Monday nights. I'll see you on the other side of this break, chainsaws and all. Meet Kelsey. When she found out she was pregnant, she wasn't sure where to turn. But after meeting with the counselors at a preborn network clinic who loved and supported her, and after hearing her baby's heartbeat on a free ultrasound, she chose life.
When a mother looks at her child through a sonogram, it does something to you. You know, I ended up deciding to keep my son, who is now 5 years old today. He's amazing. He brings absolute joy to my heart. I could not imagine life without him. Not only did they help me save his life, they saved my life.
By introducing a woman to her baby on ultrasound, a baby's chance at life doubles. If you have the means, would you consider a leadership gift to save babies in a big way? Your tax-deductible donation of $5,000 will sponsor Preborn's entire network for 24 hours, helping to rescue 200 babies. To donate, dial pound 250 and say the keyword baby. That's pound 250 baby, or donate securely at preborn.com. That's preborn.com. For Dr. Nurse Mama, I'm Jessica Peck.
When I take a step back, I can see it. All the pain, all the fear we've been feeling. Losing sight of the thing that we're needing, that we're needing. Honestly, I think we just need Jesus.
Welcome back, friends, and let me ask you a question. How many times a day do you think that to yourself? Because if I'm really honest, I say that all the time. As we're going through the day, I hear things come across the news, I see the headlines, I see what's going on in the community and around the world, and I think, honestly, I think we just need Jesus. Honestly, we are there. And let me tell you, you're going to find us talking about him on this hour here. We are talking to Barb Hill Lorenz, and Barb hosts Grand Monday Nights, which you need to know about. So this show is all for the grandparents. If you want to send this to them, we would love to have you connect and to find out about Grand Monday Nights. This is a free weekly webinar about intentional Christian grandparenting with new relevant topics and speakers each week. I shared right before the break that I am so excited that I will be a guest for Grand Monday Nights on July 22nd. So if you want to see a familiar face, register. We will give you the link for that, and you can see what you can do to do that, because I'm reading from the Legacy Coalition about grandparents, and I agree that grandparents have a very important spiritual role to play. Culture says it's time to take it easy and enjoy spoiling your grandchildren, but scripture says grandparents are called to a greater level of influence. Teach them to your children and to their children after them. That's from Deuteronomy 4:9. As a Christian grandparent, you are important to your grandchildren. You are in a unique position of influence, and you can build and grow relationships with your family. So if you were listening to the first segment, Barb shared her remarkable story of finding ministry after her professional career in finance. And Barb, as I was listening to your story, I thought of three things that you did, because I think there's a lot of grandparents out there thinking, you know, having dreams or maybe thinking, what could I do? Because I have this skill set, I'm retired, you know, what can I do? And I heard you say three things. First, you said you prayed about it, and you ask God to show you what it was. The second thing is you moved your feet. You went outside the house, you connected with other organizations, you actively sought opportunity. And three, you said yes when God called you. And I'm so glad that you did. And so bring us back in, Barb, and finish up your story of starting Grand Monday Nights and where it started and how it's going.
Yeah, so after this initial Zoom that I did and then was called by Legacy Coalition, and I said yes, then my next question was, how am I going to get a speaker every week? It felt like a daunting task at the moment. Well, my husband Gary agreed to be our technical director, and wow, what a blessing that has been. So Larry Fowler, the founder and CEO, said, I'll help you get your first few speakers. So he did, and I got some speakers, and I was able to, every Monday night, it's at 7 p.m. Central, and we asked our guests to come in at 6:45 Central because we share a 10-minute story, a testimony each week from the ground, from grandparents who are out there doing it, living it, changing their life. And then at the top of the hour, then we have a main speaker who talks for 30 minutes. And very excited to have you on. Been really reading your book, Behind Closed Doors, and you have so much to share. So we'll look forward to that. So I began, and God has really, really blessed. Now, I said to you earlier, I thought we were good grandparents. We loved our grandkids. We prayed for our grandkids. We spent time with our grandkids. But there was so much more that we could learn. And now, today, after almost 180 episodes and coming into our fourth anniversary, I will say I learn something every week that impacts my journey to be an intentional Christian grandparenting. So first and foremost, what a blessing it has been for me and for us. And I can share one example if you'd like me to.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Well, here's just one of the things early on that occurred to me. So we have some children that are following Christ. Some aren't. But I have a son who is 46 years old, and he grew up in the faith. But at any rate, he and I have been close. He lives in Alaska at the moment. But I got convicted early on about something that I was doing. And he asked me to listen to this, all of a sudden his name slips my mind, but he is someone that I just didn't really agree with, I didn't really like, and I didn't think that he was somebody I wanted to
Maybe
listen to.
Maybe it's best you forgot their name,
so,
right?
Michael Moore. Yeah, it's Michael Moore, actually. Yeah, it might be. So I said, no, Rick, I'm not going to listen to Michael Moore. I don't respect him, and I'll listen to that category maybe from somebody else, but I don't want to listen to him. Well, I got convicted as I began to learn one of the principles through intentional Christian grandparenting, and that is this. How can I expect my children or grandchildren to listen to something I want them to listen to if I am unwilling to explore what they're asking me to? Because it doesn't mean I have to agree, and I most likely won't agree. But I will listen, and therefore, they will then give me the option to encourage them to listen to something that I want them to listen. We're up early one morning. We have coffee, and we were up very early in the morning. We were together, and I said, Rick, I want to ask your forgiveness. He said, why, Mom? I said, because I don't think I can expect you to listen to some things I would like you to listen to if I'm just even unwilling to listen to something you are asking me to check out. And so it changed our relationship in that respect. You know, he does send me something once in a while, and I certainly am free to be able to say, you know, I disagree with it for this reason or this reason, but I am free to be able to share with him important things that he can consider. So that's just one little lesson that I've learned among many, many others.
You know, I love that you're sharing that for so many reasons, Barb, because first of all, it's just really real, right? It's really authentic because none of us have perfect families. We all have conflict. We all have troubles. We all have, you know, struggles in that. And so just being real and saying that, hey, yeah, we struggle with this and we're trying to, you know, figure it out. I think that's really good. And the second thing I think about is that you brought out Larry Fowler. Now, Larry was on our show before, and if listeners want to go and listen to that episode, you can hear him on January 15th. And he shared a story about having his grandson who came to him, and I may be saying this not exactly right, but essentially what I remember is that his grandson said, I want to be a vegetarian. Now, at this time, he told Larry that when Larry was literally a rancher on a cattle farm, like that's where this conversation was happening. And he thought that he had been respectful of that by just saying, okay, I'm just not going to say anything about it because, you know, I'm not going to judge him or, you know, I'm just going to let him be. But it turned out that that had hurt his feelings because he didn't engage in that in conversation. And you know, one thing I've learned as a parent, Barb, is that we can't leverage behavioral change with lecturing. We can't lecture our way to influence our children's worldview. If we want to influence their worldview, we really have to start by viewing the world as they see it. And that can be really, really hard to do. So tell us more about some of the guests that you have.
Yeah, so we've really been blessed. Of course, Larry Fowler has been on a number of times, and he's just one of our favorites, absolutely. This week, I was listening to John Stone Street's message about culture and the world and what we need to learn. Prior to that, I've had Kara Powell on a couple of times. She's with Fuller Seminary here, and she's got amazing insight for us about ways, what children are looking, what teenagers are looking for today, and what we can do about that. We've had Jeff Meyer from Summit Ministries. He's a popular favorite, and he has so much to share with us about questions we can ask our kids, how we can understand our kids, what we can do to influence them. And again, he's another favorite. I guess I could go on and on. Wayne Rice, who wrote Long Distance Grandparenting, has been on. And so we've had, like I said, we're just finishing our 180th episode. And I will say this, you know, and said in the beginning with Larry, Larry, every week, how am I going to find a speaker? Well, God has blessed. God has brought speakers in and referrals in. And so I am currently already booked through the end of the year and starting 2025. And I can just credit God for doing that and great referrals. Sometimes I'll have someone come in for a second time. I've had Jim Burns, if you have known of him. Yeah. He's another popular favorite. One thing we learned about Jim Burns is he talked about doing life with your adult kids, which is another lesson I learned early on is I am no longer parenting. I am the parent, but I am not parenting my adult kids. And I learned that early, like, oh, thank you for showing that to me, God. And that's another thing. I'd like to mention this one thing, too, is that, you know, you mentioned we don't have perfect families and some of our children and family are living for Christ, some aren't, sometimes they have conflict. So in the beginning, I felt some like frustration, like, God, why isn't everybody in my family, my kids and all my grandkids serving you? What can I do? I can't force it. I learned two things. I can pray. And we pray daily. We have one child and one adult family on our prayer list. Each week, we fervently pray for them. They have a name. They know when their name is. They know who's on Monday. They know who's Tuesday. And we pray for them. And secondly, we can be an example. What does it look like to live a life of faith?
I think that's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah,
exactly.
So, yeah, those are the two things that we can do and we do. And then we can learn other things like we've learned and other things that really help us.
I love that. Well, Barb, how do people sign up? Because I've got people already saying, like, I want to sign up. How do they find it? Yes. And how do they sign up?
Okay. Well, they could do a couple of ways. One, if you're listening, you can text the word GRAND to 97,000, the number 97,000, and text the word grand. You'll get a little link. You put in your first, last, and email, and you'll be registered. Another way for you to register is to go to legacycoalition.com, and you will see a registration link there. So we make it very easy. It's free. It's a wonderful onboarding, that we say, to getting involved in starting this journey. And the point is, we want to support, help, encourage, instruct, be a big family, and just create a difference for grandparents. Now, we have grandparents from across the U.S., and we've got 22 other countries who have visited Grand Monday Nights. So we just really are continuing to spread the word. But, yeah, so text the word grand to 97,000 or go to legacycoalition.com, and you can register. All you need is first, last, and email. We never publicize those lists. We never send those names out. Those are strictly just for you. You will get a link, and every Monday, every Sunday night, you'll get a link that says Grand Monday Night starts in one day. It will contain a Zoom link. So Monday, in your time zone, you'll click on that link. You'll come in. You'll see me. I'll be greeting you. I'll be having a testimony. I'll be having a speaker. We have a Q&A. We give away books every week, and grandparents love that. So it's just a wonderful time.
I think that is awesome. And we have had Jim Burns on the show before, too. Listeners can go to the episode from January 19th, where we last played that episode. And it was really good for me as going into that stage of parenting where my kids are becoming adults. And it's keep your welcome mat out and your mouth shut, I think, is the advice that's there. Yeah. But he gave us some great advice. Well, Barb, thank you so much for sharing with us about Grand Monday Night, about the Legacy Coalition, about all that grandparents can do. So just as a reminder, these are conversations to help you grow as a Christian grandparent, and you will learn from a great number of presenters each week, a great variety, how to nurture your grandchildren's faith and overcome obstacles, which is just really exciting. There are all kinds of resources. You can go to legacycoalition.com, and you can see there is a planner. There is all kinds of things, all kinds of books that you can have and videos, and that would be great. Well, Barb, I would love for you to just give one last word of encouragement to grandparents and who are really trying to be intentional. What encouragement would you give them to not give up?
Yes. Well, first of all, let me say that when I first met Larry Fowler, I asked him what the biggest obstacle was. He said, grandparents think they're good enough. And they are good. There's so many wonderful, amazing grandparents there who love their grandchildren like we did and pray for them. But they don't know what intentional means. That is to have a plan to learn more about how we can pass on our faith to our children and our grandchildren, and we learn about how to do that. So that's an encouragement. I just encourage you to register for Grand Monday Nights. Join us on Monday nights, and we'll be so thrilled to have you.
LegacyCoalition.com, and I hope to see you there on the 22nd. Thanks so much for sharing that with us, Barb, and don't go away. We'll be right back.
We live in a day when America's families are under attack like never before.
Buddy Smith, Senior Vice President of the American Family Association.
The war against biblical principles rages on numerous fronts. The internet, Hollywood, Washington, D.C., America's corporate boardrooms, and the list goes on. At American Family Association, we're committed to standing against the enemies of God, the enemies of your family. And we recognize it's an impossible task without God's favor and your partnership. Thank you for being faithful to pray for this ministry, to give financially, and to respond to our calls for activism. What you do on the home front is crucial to what we do on the battlefront. We praise God for your faithfulness, and may He give us many victories in the battles ahead as we work together to restore our nation's biblical foundations.
I was made to be tending a grave. I Why would I make a bed in my shame when a fountain of grace is running my way? I know I am yours, and I was made for more. I know.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. Still coming to you here from Houston, and gonna tell you our weather's still not good, and we have lawn crews, we have chainsaws, we have power outages. I am so grateful for your prayers, for your volunteer efforts. Thank you so much for keeping all of the people impacted by Hurricane Beryl in your prayers. And we do know that everything is going to be okay. God is not surprised by any of this. He is in control. He is on his throne. He is not wringing his hands in heaven thinking, oh my goodness, what is going on? Whatever will I do? But we serve a God who sees us, who knows us, and who loves us. If you were listening in earlier on the show, we had Barb Lorenz, and she shared with us about Grand Monday Nights. Now, this is a free weekly webinar. You can go to legacycoalition.com every Monday at 7 p.m. Central Time. You can join thousands of other grandparents from all over the world who are seeking to be intentional about their grandparenting journey. And, you know, I'll just give a shout out here to my husband's parents, to my in-laws, who are very intentional grandparents. They have moved to be closer to us, to be with their grandkids. And that is really just thanks, Mom, Dad. Thank you so much for doing that. I'm so appreciative of that. And even now, my father-in-law will text one of my children. They have an ongoing text about scriptures and interpretation, and they'll share a scripture with each other and ask their thoughts about it. And it's just a great way for grandparents to connect with their kids. We've also had Pastor Joseph Parker on the program before with lots of great tips on how grandparents can connect with their kids. And one of the things that he said was, paying your kids to read scripture to you. I know some of you may think that sounds like, I don't know about that, but it can be amazing and bless you both just to have your grandchildren reading scripture aloud to you from the mouths of babes. And, you know, as I shared with you, and I have shared many, many times, my grandmother was such a great influence in my life. I love this lady so very much. And so if you don't mind, I'm going to spend a few minutes talking about her and her legacy. And I hope that it's an encouragement to all of you grandparents out there who are working to be the best grandparents that you can be, knowing that I'm sure you look at what your grandkids, what your kids are facing. I'm sure many of you, your heart aches for your children who are having to deal with things that you didn't have to deal with when you were raising them. And you see them facing new challenges and you think, oh my goodness, I don't know what's the right thing to do. But I will tell you something, that grandparents have something that parents often don't have. And that is time. Grandparents often are retired and they may have more time available. And let me tell you, this generation of kids, they are just aching for heart-to-heart conversation. Conversation that is knee-to-knee, heart-to-heart, eye-to-eye, face-to-face, having conversation where you are listening with your face. And this is something that my grandmother just did so, so well. I lost her in the fall of last year. She went to heaven to be with Jesus. And I'm pretty sure that she is still making coffee for her Sunday school class up there with her favorite pastor. And she's with, I know, her very dear friends, Ginger, about seven Bettys, because Betty was a really common name, a handful of Joannes, and many other very dear friends that she has longed to see. And she is with her feisty, beloved mama for sure. She's in a place where her brother can tell her good night every night again. Her brother would call her every single night to say that he loved her and good night. And I know for sure she's rocking all the babies who went before us. And she is reunited with my grandfather. They were married for 67 years. Is that not incredible? That is a legacy. But this woman, my granny, she was loved beyond measure. A very classy lady, always wore her pearls, the epitome of charm and grace and graciousness, and she lived her whole life serving others. She honestly was the most selfless woman I have ever known. She had a way of making everyone she met feel welcome and loved, and she became a granny in her 30s. But let me tell you, she relished that role, and she was one of those grannies who was everybody's granny. It was the way she introduced herself. She didn't even have a first name. I mean, everyone I ever knew simply called her granny. There was always an extra seat at her table. Hers is the only house that I have ever known, ever, that anyone, literally anyone, could just walk in without knocking. She got up in the morning, she got dressed, she put on her pearls, and she unlocked her door because you never knew who was going to stop by. There were so many people who would stop by just being out shopping and stop by to use the bathroom even. I mean, she was the original Buc-ee's, I think, is what that was, because she had great snacks and a really clean bathroom and anything else that you could ever imagine. You simply open the door and you'd be greeted with a delighted smile, a Dr. Pepper, a moon pie, and an invitation to sit and visit a while. I would sit at her table and she would tell my papa, turn off the TV, Jessica's here. Like, I was the Queen of England. I mean, I was VIP when, and anybody was, when they came to visit. And she would tell me, come and sit down a while. And I would sit at her table and I wouldn't feast on the Dr. Pepper and the moon pie. I feasted on her undivided attention, and I realized how rare that was in this day and age, because when people come over, a lot of times we're busy. If you're a mama with little kids, you are doing laundry, you are helping somebody in the bathroom, you're cleaning up some mess. If you're a dad, you're going to work, you're trying to provide, you're mowing the grass, all of these things. But my grandparents, my granny especially, she would sit, and it did not matter what I told her, how inconsequential, how trivial, how silly. It was the most interesting thing in the world to her. It meant so much to her. It was any little accomplishment that I had, she would give me praise and she would give me encouragement, and she would speak hard truths to me too and tell me what was true and what I needed to do. And when I needed to just, you know, suck it up and be tougher, she would tell me that. But the thing I'm most grateful for is that she left me a legacy of faith. Now, this is the kind of lady, her guidepost devotional was always open to the right day. I mean, because let's be real, a lot of us have perpetual calendars or devotionals, and is it always on the right day? Maybe, maybe not, but hers was always on the right day because her bookmark was her weekly tithing check to the church. And I would see this on her bathroom counter every day when I would visit her. I sang beside her in the church choir. I sat beside her on a church pew for decades. I watched her write in her Bible for years, years and years of Bible studies and writing. And now we have that Bible, and it is such a precious treasure. So I'd say, write, I know this might be controversial, but write in your Bible, because one day it will be so encouraging to see those words and to see her still speaking to me right alongside God's word, and to see that she found that God was faithful throughout her whole life. And she wrote throughout her Bible the ways in which God had been faithful to her. I seen the way that she prayed for me, that she prayed for other people in our family. She was just such a treasure. She hosted dozens of showers. She made hundreds of baby blankets. And I mean hundreds. It might even be thousands. I am confident that there are people listening to this radio program today who are sitting under a granny blanket. She made thousands of cookies, tens of thousands of cookies. But most of all, she made countless faces smile in appreciation of receiving her gift of unconditional love. Now, my granny, she was accepted to a nursing program, but she did not go because she got married and she had babies and she wanted to be a mama. And, you know, I look at it because I think about the way the world tells us that we have success is getting degrees or getting professional accolades or getting awards or those kinds of things. And my grandfather, he had a lot of those. But you know what I thought about? When they passed away and I walked through their house, I could hear my granny's voice saying to me, "Jessica, these things are all just going to be burned up in the fire. Things are just things. Stuff is just stuff. That is not the important stuff in life." And I did. I saw all of those plaques that he had. I saw all of his awards, which still had meaning, of course, still had value. But I talked to a lot of moms and grandmothers, grandparents, even dads who think, "What is my legacy? What will that be? I need to make more money. I need to have more respect in the workplace. I need to get more degrees. I need to have a nicer car. I need to have a home where I can entertain." That stuff is all just going to be burned up in the fire. And I would say that my grandmother has left an indelible legacy that is greater than any legacy that I would have ever left on my own, because anything I've done is because of the love that she gave to me and the support that she gave to me. This is a woman who never wanted anything else but to love her friends and her family well. Okay, yes, I'm getting emotional. You hear it. Her grit and her grace are woven into the fabric of my soul. And her story is actually immortalized in my book, because I talked about behind closed doors, and here's a fun behind-the-scenes fact about behind closed doors. The front of the book is designed as a blue soft watercolor, and I wanted a soft cover because it's they are very hard topics that we're covering. But you'll see a keyhole on the front of the book, and that was inspired by my grandmother and by the support that she gave to me. And so I'm going to share a little excerpt of that and my story with her, because she was just such an important part of what I did. And, you know, when I was growing up, I was bright, but I really had no accessible university path. And I longed for the freedom to pursue an education. I just didn't have the resources to do that. And in my wildest dreams, I could only imagine myself as a woman being a nurse or a teacher. And conflict over my choice to go to community college for nursing escalated until one day I found myself at my grandmother's house, desperate and silently begging for what I didn't even know. And I had an oasis in her extra bedroom, in her private bathroom, and her encouraging words. And in the morning, she made me a very lavish breakfast with a formal table setting using real plates and real silverware, and I couldn't even bring myself to entertain the hope that I could stay, and I found myself simply grateful for the momentary reprieve. I solemnly picked up the blue checkered cloth napkin to place in my lap, because she would never use anything but a cloth napkin, and my eyes began to comprehend the image of a key on the table next to my plate. My face lifted to my granny's with the audacity of a single spark of fragile hope. And with no words, she nodded affirmation of her offer to support me with a place to stay and emotional support when I didn't have either at the time. And that key unlocked more than the door to my new home. It opened the door to a new future I couldn't have even dared to imagine. So she sat with me as I studied in nursing school. She asked me questions. She read off my note cards. She washed my scrubs. She packed a lunch for me. She waited up for me in the late night hours when I would come home from clinical to hear about my day. And she got up with me early in the morning to pray for me as I went off to clinical. Now, she didn't give me a huge amount of money or material things. That's not what I wanted. What really left her legacy was the love that she gave me. And most importantly, I know that I will see her again. I got to snuggle with her in her in her bed when she was dying, and I was able to read this part of my story to her last year, and her smile was everything to me. Her last words to me were, "I love you to the moon and back forever and always, my sweet first baby grandchild." So, Granny, I love you to the moon and back forever and always. Thank you for giving me the life I never even dreamed to hope that I would have. And I truly hope that you're listening to Elvis sing. I know that's not really spiritual, but I'm just throwing that in there. She did love Elvis. Listen, I hope you signed up for Grand Monday Nights. I hope that you join us tomorrow for another show, and Friday for Ask Dr. Nurse Mama. In the meantime, may the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And I'll see ya.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.